All right, good morning, everybody. I was trying to come up with a new word to say, but I'll say something that I've said over many times, and I happen to love this word. It says in this parasha that when you find a trefa, we know a trefa is an animal that didn't have proper shechita. It was, or it had proper shechita, but you find out that it's would have died soon afterwards. So it says, l'kelav tishlichun oso. So Pashup Shad, Rashi tells us, not Pashup Shad, Rashi gives one Pashup Shad, one reason why you give the trefa to the dog is because as a schar for the dog did not bark when the Jews left Mitzrayim, so therefore they deserve reward, so you give them the trefa. The Das Kanan Valley Tosis is something unbelievable about this halacha that he's supposed to give the trefa to the dog. And this is what he says. I'm going to read it inside and then I'll explain. Me'acha she'akelav masur nashal ala trefa, k'shebo hazev l'tarfa. Now, what is the scenario? Now, I explained that not all trefas are exactly the same. Some trefas, it means that you did a proper shechita and you found that it wasn't going to live for that much longer. But the other shot of a trefa, which really is the definition of trefa, is to tear apart, right? How do you tear apart an animal? It didn't undergo proper shechita. It's actually, the truth is that's a nevela, that's him. A nevela was killed and didn't have proper shechita. But we call it over here, referring to a trefa. Now, how did this animal become a trefa? How was it ripped apart? Because the wolf came, and he attacked the pack of animals, and it tore one of them apart, and therefore it didn't have proper shechita. Okay, that's the understanding of the trefa, that's the lotion of the trefa, to rip apart. So now, this kelev, the kelev generally speaking, was the guard, was the shomer of all of the flock. And the dog was moser nefesh to protect the flock, and this time the ze'ev got in. So lo tia kofu tova kinegdo, which means that don't be an ingrate and punish the dog. Our natural instinct would be to what? The dog didn't do its job well today. If the wolf got in, right? If the wolf, the fox, if the wolf got in and tore apart the animal, that means that the dog messed up. The dog didn't do its job. So what should you say? The dog should be punished. The dog shouldn't be rewarded, right? You shouldn't be angry. Kishayiya lecha trefa, when you have an animal that's now been torn apart that's not kosher, whether it was torn apart or shechted, but it wasn't going to live, shetashlicheyo elo v'schash shamrat ata. You should give the dog the reward for all the times that he protected the flock in the past. Shlo nitrefa v'gam shomer ata acheros. First of all, in the past, he didn't. The attacks were unsuccessful, and the flock was not attacked, number one. Number two, here, in this situation, he protected all the other animals, the rest of the flock. Kikach derech ha'olam lahamid kolavim lishmarat tzomen ha'zevim. Because this is the way the norm is to place the dog as the guardian of the flock. So what do you see from here? That a person is supposed to have a kar satov no matter what. Meaning, if let's say you have a friend who always takes care of you, and one day he messes up. Right, one day he forgot to invite you for Shabbos, and one day he left the light on. I don't know. He shouldn't have made noise when he came in at night, but he did. But what about all the other times when he was good to you? Don't forget those times. The instinct is that this certainly comes to play when somebody's family. You know, a person spends, whether it's his wife, whether it's his siblings, or his parents. Right, when you think about how much good the people that are close to us do for us. Right? Even if once in a while we feel they slighted us, once in a while it feels like they messed us over, so that is no way, shape, or form should have any impact on our overall understanding of Karas Tov for them. I heard this on a tape, but I love saying it over, from Murray Reisman many, many years ago. And he said over, he knows about two mamas, the closest of friends, their business partners, their families are the closest of the close. And one time they had some sort of thing between them, and it destroyed everything. They went from being the best friends to the biggest enemies. And he said, because they didn't follow this is so, that the Das Kanan Valley Tosis is teaching us about Lakelav Tashlichun also. Because all of a sudden, one small thing, even if it was big, one thing didn't work out, one thing, it totally eradicated, and it made them ignore and forget all the Hakaras Tov they had in the past. And it is such a major void. This is so big. Because in life, oftentimes, the people that we're closest to, the people we're going to have a Karas Tov to, yes, once in a while it doesn't work out. But the Torah is telling us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, no. Hakoras HaTov has to stay no matter what. And the dog deserves to be punished. Our natural instinct would be, right, if you hire a worker, right, and every day he does a great job. And one day, this worker fumbles the ball. He drops the ball, right, and he messes up. So your instinct is to punish him. But no, you're not supposed to punish him. You're supposed to reward him. Don't forget about reward. Obviously, in this situation, the reward was related, right? You still have a Hakoras HaTov to the person. For all the times in the past and all the other things he's doing at this moment. And that's a tremendous yisod in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro that you cannot forget. All the positive. So often we're so quick to judge, we're so quick to get upset, but we can't do that because it's going to destroy everything. It's a challenge. It's a yisod. But the MS is that a person really has, this is a tremendous lesson in Hakoras HaTov, that Hakoras HaTov is not a one-time thing. You thank me, I'm going to be nice to him today, and that's it. No, it's all encompassing. It's eternal. That's number one. Derek Agav, I saw it actually, Vincent Kaplan in his email, I was looking it over, he said over a cute story, I'm not sure if it's true, but about this topic, he said that, I don't know where he brought it from, but he said that a guy used to come to a Rav, he used to bring his chickens to the Rav to check to see if there's a trade for it or not. And all of a sudden, he stopped bringing the animals for a trade. And a year later, he started again bringing his animals to be checked by the Rav. So he said, "What happened? What happened?" So he said, "You know, I learned the pasuk that when you have a treifa, lakel tashlichen also. So what would I do when an animal when I checked out a chicken and had a shaila? So I threw it to my dog, and if my dog ate it, then it was a treifa." If the dog didn't eat it, I knew it was kosher. And that's how I went for about a year. And after a year, I saw my dog was becoming machmir, which means that he was eating everything. He's not being machmir. So I decided to come back to the Rav. So again, so his cute twist on this story, again, I don't know who's made the story. I imagine it's not true. It sounds like a very interesting story. But the most that he took out of it, I don't know where he got it from, but the most that he got was that oftentimes when a person goes to a Rav, he's like, oh, today is becoming too machmir. Oh, today is becoming too machmir. Let me go switch Rabbanim. Right? That's what happened here with the dog. That's a shtickle mashal. But the point is that a person has to be, you know, understand that sometimes a person may hear something from his Rebbe, and hear a psak, that may not sit well with him, but he should certainly follow them. One more yisod, midrash sheker tirchak. I mean, when you think about midrash sheker tirchak, you hear the idea that, I mean, I heard it quoted, and you heard the story of Steinman, Zatzal. We know he had tremendous koach habracha, and we know that he mamish, somebody even said the words, he never said a lie in his life, which is pilei ploim, which is beyond. And I told you this story. I told you this story that I heard firsthand about this chasana, right? I think I told it right here. I'll say it again. He was at a chasana, and his gabbai told him that it's 10 to 12. So he said, okay, let's leave it 12. And it turned out it was 10 to 11, and he wouldn't leave until 12 o'clock. I think I've heard other stories also about his midah of emes. But can you imagine that level of adherence to saying emes that nothing comes out of your mouth? And Rav Silberstein writes in Eleinu Shabbayach that oftentimes a person says, I'm davening like crazy. I'm davening and I'm davening and davening, but I'm not being answered. Zokt Rav Silberstein, because if a person doesn't have a pet of emes or a pet kadosh, then it contaminates his koach ha-tefillah. Right? That's the whole idea. Sada goes to Rakadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? What's the pshat that various chashuv people had tremendous koach habracha? And it's I've heard many, many stories about this. And one of the explanations is, if everything that comes out of their mouth is MS, so it has to happen, right? How could it be that the Ruchaim Kinevsky says this, and it's boom, like that. And Moshe Feinstein says this, and it's like that. How could it be? The pshat is, if they have a pet kodosh, if they don't speak Lashon Hara, of course, and they don't, and everything that comes out of their mouth is MS, so it has to be MS. So, Zerbushin brings a story about the Kotzke Rebbe. The Kotzke Rebbe, somebody once came to the Kotzke Rebbe and asked if his son needed an operation. So the Kotzke Rebbe said, yes, your son needs an operation. It's a good idea, I'll give you bracha, son needs an operation. And then the person said, my daughter is very, very smart. And she thinks, my son doesn't need an operation. Do you still think he needs an operation? And the Kotzke Rebbe said, yes, he needs an operation. And then the guy said, my daughter actually knows a lot about medicine. And she thinks he shouldn't go through the surgery. And the Kotzke Rebbe said, yes, I still think you should do the surgery. And then again, he said, are you sure? Maybe you shouldn't do the surgery? So Kotz Rebbe says, yes, I think they should do the surgery. So the Kotz Rebbe, after the person left, the Kotz Rebbe's wife asked the Kotz Rebbe, why do you keep on answering this guy? I don't get it. Like, why don't you answer this guy? And he explained, he said like this. He said, the person was saying MS. When he told me his daughter is smart, his daughter is smart. When he told me his daughter knows medicine, his daughter knows medicine. And he really cared. So when I saw somebody talking MS, I had no other option to answer him. And he said, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu works as well. If we're people who say MS, if we're people who talk MS, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to answer us. And it can permeate our entire life, and certainly Koach HaTefillah can be enhanced through the Midah of MS. So number one, this idea that Hakar Satov should be all-encompassing. Even if one day, here and there, we feel that somebody slighted us, don't overlook all the other times. Number one, number two, this idea: if we have, we need tefillah. It's pashut. I forgot what I was reading recently, but we can't get anywhere without tefillah. It's pashut. But a person can say, "Oh, I daven all day. I daven bekavana. I'm great." But you know, if you take that mouth and you say sheker, so Hashem says, "What's your tefillah?" Unfortunately, is not going to be worth much. Have a great Shabbos.